Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Congressman Troy Carter, District 2, U.S. House of Representatives, Louisiana. Troy, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Hey, Sheriff. Always good to be with you. Happy New Year to you.
Troy, obviously, the city recovering from the horrific event, terrorist attack, the other day. I know that you've been down here before this session started. Your thoughts?
You know, it was a horrific action of cowardice, terrorism that this clown would converge upon the city of New Orleans during a time of celebration to wreak havoc. I'm very proud of our local law enforcement, NOPD, our various sheriff's offices, federal FBI and federal agencies, as well as the FBI and the state police, who just absolutely stood up at a time when we needed them most to demonstrate our oneness in pushing back against terror and demonstrating to the American people, the Louisiana people, and more specifically the people of New Orleans, as well as those visiting for the Sugar Bowl, that we will do everything in our power to bring these clowns to justice and to ensure that the safety of our community is number one. Someone asked me, were we going to keep the Sugar Bowl going? And my answer was very clearly, as long as we're able to ensure the security of the people, because as important as this football game is, nothing is more important than the safety of our citizens and our visitors. And so when we postponed it, it was a measure of caution, abundance of caution, to ensure that we would be able to protect the people. And that's the mission that we carry forward now. The NOPD, our sheriffs in the surrounding areas, we know how to manage these large events. Sugar Bowls come every year. Super Bowls come frequent. Final Four, Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, PGA Tours. And with our NOPD and our surrounding partners, we have gained a reputation of being able to manage and protect our citizens. A terrorist attack is a different animal. A terrorist attack could happen anywhere. It can happen in anywhere in the world. And what happened in New Orleans could have happened anywhere. I'm grateful to our president for stepping up and releasing the unlimited funds to make sure the full faith and credit of the United States would back our governor and our mayor and our local law enforcement. My heart and prayers and thoughts go out to those individuals who lost their lives and their families. Our hearts and prayers go out to the many individuals who are still in the hospital recovering, and a certain huge thank you to the brave two officers who put their lives on the line in the line of duty and who were injured, who are now stable and recovering. A huge thank you to them, as well as all of the other law enforcement. Listen, we are Louisiana, we are New Orleans, and we're strong and we're resilient, and we'll rebound from this. And for the criminals out there, We will find you when you do these kind of things, and we will bring you to justice. It appears by all account from the FBI that this was a sole actor, that he acted alone, so it doesn't appear to be any accomplices. But a message to anyone who thinks they can copycat, we will find you. There's no rock large enough that you can hide under.
Obviously, this presents after action review opportunities to look at a number of things. Do you have any expectations at the federal level of what you might like to see as more, like a more proactive approach, a collection of actionable intelligence, maybe a look-see at algorithms as to what's out there on the social media, social networks? And sometimes it seems as though we're able to respond to things that are posted relatively quickly, and then other times we seem to have things fall through the cracks.
Yeah, there are a couple of points in that regard. As you know, I served on the city council many years ago and represented the French Quarter. Had those bollards been working, particularly in the 100 block of Bourbon Street, where the width would not have accommodated a car. On Canal Street, the width is wide enough to accommodate a car to jump the sidewalk. So two tow trucks in that space would have been sufficient to stop that vehicle. And in the 100 block of the, after you pass the 100 block, the 200 block, the sidewalks are too small. If the bollards are up, a car could have never gotten through there. The second point is, 2019, there was a study, I'm told, that identified that there were weaknesses. We need to go and look at that study and figure out how to amplify and activate whatever those recommendations are, in addition to doing a complete postpartum on every entry point and exit point of the quarter to ensure that every best practice and every modern technology is utilized, that nothing like this can ever happen again. You know, the very nature of terrorism activity is it's shock and awe. It catches a point of weakness. Now we have to tighten our hatches and make sure that we're using everything in our power to correct that. What I'll be asking as a member of the Homeland Security Committee is that we look deeper into, refortify our issues and our resources with Homeland Security, with FBI, with Department of Justice, in conjunction with our local authorities, to look at all of the signs that we may have missed before to ensure that we're doing better as we go forward. This is going to be a work in progress.
Yeah. Obviously, this is a threat that it's been around for a while, and every now and again, we go through a period of quiet, so to speak, and then all of a sudden it rears its ugly head. We've seen it around the country, some incidents in Europe. The challenges are the same, right, for all of us.
That's exactly right. And as I mentioned, what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Eve could have happened anywhere. We saw an attempted terrorist issue in Las Vegas. Turns out to not have any fatalities other than the perpetrator. We've seen this happen with the Boston bomber. We've seen this happen. And it can happen in any city when we have a major event going on. Fortunately, we're smarter than them. We're better equipped than them. And each one of these instances, be it in New Orleans, Boston, or Las Vegas, we learn from it, we study it, and we build a better way to fortify and secure our people.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's pivot real quick, Congressman. Today, a big vote in the election of a House Speaker, somebody from Louisiana, Mike Johnson, two prominent positions that we hold with Louisiana representatives. Your thought about the Speaker's election?
As you know, it's pivotal. We have the smallest margin of leadership in 93 years among Republicans and Democrats. This is the smallest margin we've ever had for a prevailing party. And there's quite a bit of grumbling, nothing that has been secret. Chip Roy and others have made it abundantly clear that they intend to not vote for Speaker Johnson. If that happens, we may find ourselves in a situation that we did during Mike McCarthy's speakership and ultimately the ascension of our current speaker, that we may end up having multiple votes until we get a speaker. I'm hopeful that we don't go through another 15-round series. It certainly does not bode well for the American people that we have difficulty electing our speaker. But this is one of those cases where the Republican conference has the majority, and it's incumbent upon them to choose a speaker of their liking.
Where do you find yourself? You feel additional pressure being a Louisiana representative, understanding that having the House Speaker as well as Steve Scalise's position bodes well for the state of Louisiana?
Yes, I think it works well that we're all in leadership. I, as the first vice chair of the Congressional Black Caucus and a Democratic whip, as well as having the number one and number two posts in the Republican conference, being from Louisiana, the Republican Party. However, my allegiance is going to be to Hakeem Jeffries, who's our party leader and one that I believe has the ability and demonstrated leadership to represent a broad swath of Americans and not just one party, but everyone.
So your thought is that your allegiance would be to your party rather than the state?
No, my allegiance would be to the American people. And I just happen to think that Hakeem Jeffries has the ability to represent my state in totality, Republican and Democrat alike, and the entire country. And very respectfully, my colleagues have not demonstrated the same willingness to be bipartisan. Listen, I'm a proud Democrat, but I will tell you that parties have hurt our system. We have to get back to representing Americans, representing our states and our country, not falling in line with our party. So when I say my party, I mean a party that encompasses Republicans and Democrats. I think Hakeem Jeffries is the best person to represent the entire country, not just one party. He happens to be a Democrat.
And you believe that there's a possibility that Hakeem Jeffries could be elected as the Speaker of the House?
Not likely. Not likely. But you asked how I would vote, so I wanted to answer that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just, with that understanding, it just kind of seems like a wasted exercise for you then. I mean, if Louisiana wouldn't be the benefactor of your vote as a Louisiana resident.
Well, listen, when the margins are this close.
I get all the partisanship stuff, but I mean, if eventuality is that Mike Johnson would ultimately be elected, why
that may not be the case, though.
But I mean, why?
It may not be the case. When you have margins as close as this, it could very well.
You could be a pivotal vote for somebody from Louisiana being one of the most powerful elected officials in the country.
And I've served well with Speaker Johnson. We served in
legislation together. You know as well as I, it's all about bringing the pork back home, right? I mean, isn't that one of the primary purposes that is served by individuals there? I mean, look, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it just kind of seems if it's a foregone conclusion that the Republicans are going to be there, it would just seem to me that it would be politically symbolic to the folks in Louisiana that we would be all for one as Louisianans.
Yeah, in this case, because of the margins being as thin as it is, it could go either way. And if I have an opportunity to cast a vote to have Hakeem Jeffries to be Speaker of the House, I am confident that Hakeem Jeffries will be able to represent Republicans and Democrats alike. He's demonstrated that in his leadership. He's demonstrated that in his career. And I'm certain that in the past, we haven't seen that. So I am hoping for and banking for a more holistic approach to governance, not one that simply leads for one party, but leads for the American people.
It would seem to me that you could go a long way with exhibiting that by casting a vote for Louisiana, but we'll agree to disagree.
Fair enough. Well, we've done that before, and we keep it moving.
We're still friends. We will always be friends. That's not going to step in the way of this.
That's right.
I had
I think it's a fair question. It's absolutely fair, and I think that we'll see what happens in the upcoming votes. Who knows? We'll see how it plays out. Know this, that I'm 100% Louisiana through and through, and I've demonstrated that in working with both Steve and Mike and with Republicans and Democrats alike to bring literally billions of dollars home for the Louisiana people. And those dollars that come to Louisiana are not for Republicans or Democrats. They're for the people of Louisiana. That's how I've governed. It's how I'll continue to govern.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Congressman Troy Carter, U.S. House of Representatives, Louisiana District 2. Good luck today during that voting process.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.